Hi guys, welcome back to a new podcast episode. So, today, you know, I have actually been chatting with my friends for a while. So I was listening to sad songs and I was tearing up and for basically no reason. And it, you know, not really for any reason, just things that are happening in life. And in quarantine, you know, these things really get to you. You know, it really makes you think about what you're thinking and your mental state. You know, it goes down and up and down and up. And there are many thoughts that go in your head. And so me and my friend, we're both in our feelings. And we were really thinking about life and stuff, right? And so we had a conversation about, like, she said that she sort of feels helpless. And she says, you know, I really want someone to lean on. Like she said, I feel like I just have no use. I'm never there for anyone, and there's no one truly who I can talk to about the most personal things. There's nothing I can do to help myself. I'm at the point of no return, I feel like. And, you know, sometimes I feel like that too, right? Maybe you do too. And so basically, I'm just going to say a bunch of points that I said in our conversation and we agreed on and stuff. And this is just going to be a deep episode about sort of what I'm thinking about right now. There's no one in the world who can truly relate to you or anyone else. I mean, there's always someone who might be going through the same type of problems, but that doesn't mean they're considerate and they can talk you through the same problems. Like, it's not like they go through the exact same thing. And, you know, like, you really, like, I need, it's someone whom I can confide in and just discuss things with. Someone I can, like, really open up to, right? Like, that's what we're desperate for. That's what we want. Someone there who will always lend a hand and will help you understand your feelings, won't judge you whatsoever. And they may say, I won't judge. Someone may say, I won't judge. But, you know, behind the screen, behind their face, there's no one who truly won't judge. Like, I need that complete connection and trust with myself. Like, I'm helpless and there's nothing I can do with that. Like, sometimes you wish that there's someone who will always have your side and always agree with you and always understand you and always see your point of view and not prove you wrong and just support you no matter what the heck it is and not parent you but not be a child and do nothing. It's not someone you're jealous of or someone you dislike or someone who has more friends than you or someone who is more talented than you. Just the person who is just the person themselves, whoever they are. Someone who won't shut you down. Someone who will always come for you. Just someone, not just behind a screen. Someone who can explain their life problems to you, but without making you feel ignored. Just that natural connection. Like, there's no one in the world I'd find like that or you'd find like that. Like, I hop around person to person. And, like, someone you might feel you could trust them, but then they really aren't someone you can trust. And sometimes you lose that person. Like, you're trying to find someone who won't make you feel useless, someone who won't talk to about other people. Someone who you can consider like your best friend, someone you can honestly have real fun with, not just fake laughs. Yet at the same time, still hold that connection. Like, we can talk on and on about things. Like, who you can talk to about your health, talk to about your weight, your point of view on others, your appearance, your stupidness, your hopes, your dreams, your parents, someone to talk about love, just everything and connect upon it. And that's what my friend and I have been looking for in people, right? But barely anyone really has seen the smallest bit of it. Like, the people I currently talk to are those whom I can trust, but not really connect with. Someone you won't feel used by. Like, I feel like my friend and I are talking about this, but there's really nothing we can do, like, to make a change or to find the right person. I mean, you may already know them, but you don't know who they are. Like, it might be someone you meet, but you don't get close enough with them, so you'll never know. Or you may consider someone your best friend, but sometimes they let you down, and you just, multiple times, and you just know that they're not that person. Like, we're truly desperate. And honestly, I would have been like to come for my friend, I would have been like, quote unquote, well, you got to support yourself, you know, you got to be independent and be a badass and get you motivated and stuff and get her motivated, right? But that's not how it works. You can't just push those feelings aside. It's, you know, it's almost like you lost someone like that. You're looking for someone who can replace them. Like, there was a time where we never felt like this, where we were innocent, where we never really cared about this. And it was almost as if there was an invisible person that was always there, that we could always lean on and figure out our problems with, that would talk to us. But now he or she is gone forever. And now we are desperate to find someone else, but they aren't there. And we have no one to lean on now. Like, it's a numb feeling. And, you know, feeling the loss of the quote-unquote invisible person. You just need someone to be able to talk to. Someone to be able to talk to about all of your feelings. And you know they won't judge. You know they won't talk to your feelings to other people. You know, they will help you through your problems, right? It's really hard to find someone like that. Even if you're best friends with someone, like, whether you're best friends with someone or not, it might be a lot harder to talk about your direct feelings with them. You might obviously have a lot of fun with them, but you don't technically have the feeling, like, that deep connection with them where you can actually talk to them about anything. Like, there's that wall between girls, you know, like, where you can talk to each other about periods, about boys, about crushes, about your health, about your insecurities, right? There's that section. And you feel like if you can talk to someone about that stuff, then you feel comforted. But there's also those really, really deep feelings inside about your parents, about your life, about your love, and about other people. And there's really no one in the world that you'll ever meet that you can truly talk to about that. Like, maybe your sister, maybe your brother. But sometimes siblings aren't, you know, sometimes you can't talk to things like that with your siblings because they're different people. Everyone is different, which is why it's so hard to find someone like that. And, you know, like, if I was trying to be a helpful friend, right, I'd be like, well, you know, you're awesome, you're great, and honestly, you don't need anyone to lean on, and you don't need to be desperate for a person to lean on, because you should mentally lean on yourself and worry about yourself, right? But even if I say that, you know, it's not really going to make a difference. You can't just shove that numb feeling inside away, and I feel like it's just always gonna be there throughout your whole life. You know, someone you can just talk to, you know, maybe when you grow old, right? You just want someone to talk to about growing old, about how you miss your life, right? And I mean, sometimes you can talk to people about that, but it's not like they will always completely connect with you. You know, you may not feel like they're connecting with you. You may not feel like they are really listening to you. Maybe they're just listening to their own problems and they're just ignoring yours. There's never really that type of person you're looking for. And honestly, you know, I would try to help by saying you don't need that person, blah, blah, blah. But that's not going to happen. So I think that the purpose of this podcast isn't truly, you know, trying to help you through this numb feeling, just connecting with you. You know, I'm saying that if you feel like this, I just want you to know that I feel like this too. My friend feels like this too. Many people probably feel like this too. You know, maybe Sometimes it feels like you're helpless, you're alone, you have no one you can truly talk to about your life problems. And honestly, I don't know what to say about that. I just feel connected to that problem, and I understand that. So this was a pretty deep episode. If you want more episodes like this, I'm good to talk to you about this. It just makes me sort of nostalgic and kind of sad. But know that you aren't alone, right? You know, vent in your feelings in a diary where it won't judge you. But obviously that might not always help. You know, that's just some information that you could, like a counselor would say, right? Like, oh, write it and vent your feelings in the diary. But sometimes it doesn't help. And you know what? I don't really know how to help because I feel like this too. I haven't, you know, gotten over it or anything. But I am experiencing this numb feeling as well. So just connecting with you. So yeah, thank you guys for watching this episode. See you later.